the 4th of July. Yesterday, a man came and changed all the locks in the house. In the evening, I left the doors and windows open and went to my room. My plan was ready. I acted naturally because I didn't want to frighten the vampire too soon. After a while, I could feel that it was there, in the room with me. I got up slowly, went downstairs and took a glass of milk from the kitchen. Then I locked the front door and all the windows and shutters. If the vampire's watching me, it will think, "Ah, he's going to sleep soon," I thought. Slowly I went back upstairs. I closed and locked the windows in my bedroom and started to get ready for bed. I sensed the closed house was making the vampire very nervous. It moved up and down in the room, trying to find an open door or an open window. After a few minutes, it stopped near the window and tried to open the shutters. I knew this because the curtains moved as it passed. The vampire was desperate to get out, and it wasn't watching me. Quickly and quietly, I left my room, locked the door, and ran downstairs. I called to Jean, my servant. "Quick, Jean," I said, "go out to the garden." Then I took two oil lamps from the entrance, put the oil from them onto the curtains and the furniture. Then I set fire to the oil and ran from the house into the garden. For a few minutes, I watched the house and waited. Everything was dark and silent. I became impatient. "Maybe nothing will happen," I thought. "Maybe the vampire stopped the fire. What will happen to me now?" Then I saw flames through the windows. They grew quickly and soon reached the first floor. I sensed the vampire's fear in the house. Downstairs, the windows and shutters were exploding, and I could see a strange white mist moving around inside between the flames. Then I heard a terrible scream. It continued for several seconds. The flames grew more intense. Finally, there was a second explosion, and the walls of the house fell. Inside, everything was burning. Then the scream stopped. A strange, misty figure floated out of the smoke and moved up to the sky. Was the vampire still alive? Or was I finally free of this evil spirit?